On Thursday, UNICEF released its State of the World's Children's Report for 2013, focusing on the enormous potential of children with disabilities. Lydia O'Kane reports.
See the child before the disability. That's what the UN children's charity UNICEF is urging people to do in its new report published on Thursday. The flagship document entitled The State of the World Children 2013, Children with Disabilities, highlights the contributions young people with disabilities can make if allowed to flourish and achieve their goals. Abba Daslam is the editor of the UNICEF report.
They have dreams, they have the drive to fulfill those dreams, and as we've shown in the report, given a fair chance, they contribute to the vitality of their families and their communities.
But the findings also show that children with disabilities are often the most marginalised, and they are among the most at risk of abuse and neglect, especially if they are institutionalised. Also noted is the fact that girls fare worse than boys and are less likely to receive food and care. So what can be done to make the lives of these children better? According to UNICEF, summoning political will is crucial. So far, only a third of all nations have ratified and implemented the Convention on the Rights of Children with Disabilities. The report recommends that all nations make a commitment to do this. In order to fight discrimination that prevents children from reaching their full potential, the document urges everyone, from governments and the private sector to communities, to play their part. I'm Lydia O'Kane.